You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're going to wrap up the Sabbath principles today, and remember the story about Jesus overturning the tables of the money changers in the temple? Well, let's go back and look at what it says about Isaiah 56, because this is tied to that. And Isaiah 56:1, it says, "Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, 'The Lord has utterly separated me from his people.' Nor let the eunuch say, 'Here I am a dry tree.' For thus says the Lord to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath and choose what pleases me. Hold fast to my covenant, even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters.'" So this is an open invitation to anyone. And then continuing it says, "And I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off." And then it was eternal life. "Also, the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants." And this is who he's talking about, folks. This is the key. "Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant." All right, let me ask you, what were you doing last Saturday? Were you defiling God's Sabbath? If you were not observing the Sabbath as a day of worship and a day of rest, you were not holding fast to his covenant. It's that simple. Now, I know you're not doing it on purpose. I know it's done in ignorance, because the preachers aren't going to get up there and tell you the truth. They're going to get fired if they do. They'll be out of a job. Verse 7, "Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." Isn't that what Jesus said when he threw over the tables of the money changers? And then he says, "When you've turned it into a den of thieves." This is talking about not defiling the Sabbath and holding fast to God's covenant. Verse 8, "The Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel says, 'Yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered here.'" This is what it's talking about. It's open invitation to anybody, to everyone that wants to lay a hold of God's covenant and worship him and obey him and quit defiling his Sabbath. God's house is a house of prayer. God's house is for all nations. And God's house is a place where he spends time with his children. Why would you refuse to meet with him on the day that he has set aside to do this? We go to places with our family. We enjoy things with our family, but our home is where we live with our family. God's home is the houses that are dedicated to worshiping him. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.